98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Dock worker strike is halted. For now, we have the story.
Construction complete on Wichita's new water plant. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A former state representative has been sentenced for his DUI arrest. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports reached a deal Thursday to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. The temporary end to the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents ports and shipping companies, reached a tentative agreement on wages. A person briefed on the agreement said the ports sweetened their wage offer from about 50% over 6 years to 62%.
The construction phase of the new Wichita water treatment plant has been completed. However, it won't be considered functional until April. Design manager Ty McGowan says the entire facility must undergo several months of testing.
There's a lot that has to happen with a water treatment plant to really get it started up and operating. It's not a you push the button and everything just goes.
The facility has taken 6 years to build at a cost of $500 million. Once testing is complete, should be fully operational by the summer next year.
Rates are going up for customers of Kansas Gas Service after the Kansas Corporation Commission approved a request for a rate increase. The agreement is a settlement rate increase of $35 million. That's compared to the original $58.1 million the utility had first asked for. Customers with average use will see their bills increase by about $3.83 per month or just over $46 a year. The rate increase will begin after November 1st. Kansas Gas serves almost 650,000 residential customers.
A former state representative from Colwich will serve unsupervised probation after pleading no contest to DUI charges.
In March, 52-year-old Carl Mann was arrested in Topeka and booked for possession of a firearm while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, as well as traffic infractions. The weapon and traffic violations were dismissed, and he was sentenced to 3 months in jail. The judge then suspended the jail time and imposed a $750 fine. He must also serve probation and comply with drug and alcohol recommendations. Mon also faces a summons to appear in Sedgwick County Court connected with DUI-related charges in a second incident that happened west of Wichita 2.5 months following his arrest in Topeka. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On a campaign stop in Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris was supported by a prominent member of the Republican Party.
It was former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney who said she and the vice president may be split by party, but it is her belief
that President Harris will be able to unite this nation.
The appearance in Ripon, Wisconsin, considered the birthplace of the Republican Party, was the setting where Vice President Harris said former Congresswoman Cheney is still a national leader.
Who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot, and it is my profound honor to have your support.
Vice President Harris also has the support of Liz Cheney's father, ex-Vice President Dick Cheney. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wichita Master Business Coach Dan Creed tells KNSS News he has helped dozens of people start businesses and succeed. Creed started his own business after years of selling advertising on the radio. What does a business coach do?
So I help people not make the mistakes other people have already made. And there's billions of dollars spent every year by entrepreneurs who saying, hey, I got a great idea. Let's go do it. And they spend all their personal money. They spend everything they have. They make mistakes and then they're broke. You know, and that doesn't have to happen.
Dan Creed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Next up in baseball for the Royals, heading to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night. So we'll preview that coming up in sports.
The search for victims of Hurricane Helene dragging into its second week. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News, 7:07 now, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. The search for victims of Hurricane Helene is dragging into its second week. With at least 215 dead, lack of phone service and electricity continues to hinder efforts to contact the unaccounted for. And that means search crews must trudge through the mountains to learn whether residents listed as missing are safe.
Congress might not consider a supplemental funding bill for Hurricane Helene relief until after the election in November.
Speaker Mike Johnson was touring parts of Florida hit hard by Helene on Thursday when he was asked when Congress may come up with more funding to help storm victims.
A week ago, Congress appropriated $20 billion to FEMA to cover the immediate aftermath of the storm.
He also said it's going to take time for states to tabulate how much money they need from the feds. Meantime, as President Biden toured storm damage in Georgia, he asked lawmakers to keep politics out of relief efforts.
No Democrats or Republicans out here. It's what we do to make sure we restore the economy. Only Americans are here.
The Homeland Security Secretary's warned FEMA won't have enough money to get through this hurricane season. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Two California dairy workers have been diagnosed with the bird flu. The 15th and 16th cases identified this year.
It's an ongoing outbreak affecting the nation's dairy cows. The latest cases discovered in the state's Central Valley, where more than 50 herds have been affected since August. California health officials say the workers developed conjunctivitis and had mild symptoms, but they were employed at different farms, and there's no known link between the two cases. More than 250 dairy herds have been affected across the U.S. in 14 states since the outbreak of the H5N1 avian influenza was confirmed back in March. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Conservative Christians gather in the nation's capital with we're just a month out from Election Day.
The fourth annual Pray, Vote, Stand Summit will feature prominent conservative names like former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and former Minnesota Senator Michelle Bachmann, with House Speaker Mike Johnson joining by Zoom. The gathering of conservative Christians put on by the Family Research Council will have a series of discussions, one named, quote, How the Biden-Harris Administration is Eliminating Parental Consent for Children's Health Care. The conference in D.C. runs through the weekend. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Things, well, starting to pick up. We're starting to see some heavier traffic here and there. Something you'll want to watch out for as the traffic starts to back up in that road construction. Northbound on I-135, we do have a stalled out vehicle. Now, this one is actually southbound on I-135, pretty close to the ramp to Pawnee. But remember, this is the time of morning that northbound traffic really starts to back up. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you doing?
Hey, we are glad it's Friday.
You know, hey, we're not the only ones. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there feeling the same way. You know what? When it comes to our forecast, though, we'll continue to have some ups and downs when it comes to our temperatures. But for the most part, we're just going to be riding this same wave all the way into the weekend when it comes to, you know, the conditions that we've been experiencing. And, of course, it's a big weekend, you know, Woofstock being tomorrow. Just make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. Make sure that you have the shades, the sunglasses. It's going to be a pretty warm day. Before I get ahead of myself, though, let's go ahead and start off with what we can expect for our Friday. High of 84 degrees, officially getting up to 95 degrees yesterday. So a little bit cooler, but still unseasonably warm at the same time after another front came through. Mostly sunny skies today. A northerly breeze, not going to be as strong while getting up to 8 to 18 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Low of 59, and then jumping all the way up to 95 degrees tomorrow under mostly sunny skies with a south breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. So if you do plan on being outdoors, whether or not you plan on going to Woofstock, just make sure that you hold on to your hats and, you know, do your best to stay cool out there. Another front coming through during the middle of the weekend, though, it's going to come through a little bit too late, you know, before we reach those hot afternoon highs, but then cooling us back down to 83 come Sunday to wrap up the weekend. Still with a lot of sunshine, no moisture. with these disturbances that have been coming through. Pretty nice start to technically the first full week of October 2024 with a high of 80 degrees on Monday, and then just gradually warming back up from there with still more sunshine. 82 Tuesday, 84 Wednesday, 84 Thursday, and 87 degrees next Friday. Still no moisture in sight. But I've been hinting that maybe towards the middle of the month or shortly after that, that's when we may start having the conversation about rain chances again. Right now, we're sitting at 59 degrees, cool and comfy, with a nice bright sky, very little cloud cover, light north breeze at 10 miles an hour.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
I thought Fryer would get a reaction.
I don't. What does it mean?
He just completely ignored
Fryer. What do you mean?
No, you don't get it either.
No, uh-uh. Fryer.
Instead of saying Friday, it's Fryer.
Yay! Like that?
Right.
Oh. That's good.
It's not good if you have to explain it. It's not good at all.
Oh, well.
I struck out with you and Ronnell on that.
Yay!
But should I have said it like that?
Probably should have.
Then see, I thought that was overselling it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I was wrong.
Not necessarily. Yeah. No. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 95 degrees. And that was just 1 degree shy of the record of 96, which was set back in 2006. The warmest day on record was in 2006 for Wichita. And yeah, what a warm day it was yesterday afternoon, huh?
Yeah, and we'll might set a record tomorrow, too.
Today is the fourth day of October. On this date in 1970, rock singer Janis Joplin found dead in her Hollywood hotel room at the age of 27. And who are the other two stars right around that time that died at the age of 27? Jimi Hendrix.
The Doors.
The Doors guy.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah. They're all three gone all of a sudden. Interesting. Baseball Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa is 80 years old today.
Oh, my.
And I just checked him out. His statistics, he actually signed first with, he signed as a player with the old Kansas City A's back in 63, or they
back
brought
in the
him
day,
up.
Yes.
He is a lifetime batting average of like 199. He wasn't a great player. However, in 33 years as a manager, he guided his teams to 3 World Series titles, 6 league championships, and 13 division titles.
And tons and tons and tons of wins.
2,884.
Yeah. Is he
second only to
Connie Mack? Yeah. Who had probably about twice that many. But
yeah. Tony La Russa.
That guy managed for 55 years. And Tony La Russa played for the Wichita Arrows.
Did he? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Played for the Arrows in the early 70s.
Well, how about that? Tony Russa, he is 80 years old today.
Oh, my.
Yesterday afternoon, some friends, classmates of mine and I from high school gathered at Merle's Sports Bar over there on Seneca. Just, I don't know, maybe a dozen of us. And we were holding a wake for a friend of ours, a classmate who died. I've told you about this a couple of times, but Captain Rick Smethers spent over 50 years in the Marine Corps and as a Navy SEALs commander, and he died the other day. He's going to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery, but apparently there's like a 6-month wait.
Oh, really?
There was a book out not too long ago, No Easy Day, by Mark Owen, who's a SEAL, and Rick wrote the introduction to that. So they had me read part of it last night. It was part of what we did, so we had a little. My son Scott went with me, and we had a great time. He's just sharing a lot of memories about Rick. An interesting guy. He ran track at West. We played a lot of Army together when we were kids back in West Link. All right, Ted. A 36-year-old man in Wales broke into a woman's home and did all her chores for her. This happened over the summer, but the trial was this week.
You probably should keep him on retainer.
Yeah, the woman who lived there was at work when he broke in on July 16th, hung her laundry out to dry, put her groceries away, and emptied her recycling.
Would he like to break into my house?
He also tidied up her garden, refilled the bird feeders, organized her fridge, mopped the floors, put out a bottle of wine, cooked dinner, and left a note that said, "Don't worry, be happy, eat up."
A good suspect is hard to find.
He left after that and wasn't there when she got home from work. But it freaked her out for obvious reasons.
Well, of course.
She thought he was a stalker.
Quite the invasion of privacy, yeah.
Turned out he wasn't. His lawyer told the judge he was just homeless at the time and undergoing a number of difficulties.
Huh.
So he, this guy makes somebody a great spouse.
Yeah, he's obviously looking for some sort of purpose in his life.
Yeah. I know some people have put him to work.
Gosh.
717. You know, if anybody ever broke into my house, they'd just take all my stuff.
Well, exactly. That's what you expect to happen.
717, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The weekend's coming up. Lots of sports on the agenda. And Ted Woodward is here with sports.
Yeah, and including baseball for us this year, because the Kansas City Royals are moving on to the next round of the playoffs. Next up, it is a best-of-five series against the top team in the American League, the New York Yankees, as the Royals and the Yankees hook up in the playoffs for the first time in 43 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I remember all those great battles they used to have.
So do I. That was a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, of course, the Royals and the Yankees were pretty much perennial playoff opponents.
Absolutely.
Back in the mid to late 70s and into the early 80s, but now it hasn't happened in 43 years, until tomorrow when they rev up their postseason rivalry. The Royals and the Yankees, like I said, it's a best of five. First two games are in Yankee Stadium. Game one is tomorrow night in the Bronx as the Royals and the Yankees square off. Live coverage of game one is at 5 p.m. tomorrow. First pitch is at 5:38 p.m. tomorrow on Saturday. Of course, you can listen live to the Royals and the Yankees on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We move on to football. 20th-ranked Kansas State has the week off, so the Wildcats are healing up, resting. The Kansas City Chiefs don't play till Monday night. On Monday Night Football, the Chiefs are undefeated, so we'll talk about that on Monday. But we will have our usual Friday morning segment live with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, less than an hour from now. Mitch will be with us at about 8:12 this morning and preview the Monday night game with the Saints. So tune in for that next hour. All right, that leaves Kansas. The Jayhawks are in action tomorrow, heading out to Arizona to take on the Arizona State Sun Devils. First meeting ever between the Jayhawks and Arizona State. KU is trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Their only win this season is over Lindenwood. Neither team, KU, Arizona State, neither has won a conference game yet. Jayhawks are a 2.5-point underdog on the road in Tempe. 7 o'clock tomorrow night for KU football, and that's nationally televised on ESPN2. Division II college football, 5th-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are off to a 3-1 start, home tomorrow afternoon, hosting Missouri Western State. Emporia State is ranked 18th in the nation. The Hornets are undefeated on home field this season, hosting Northeastern State, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Emporia State defense continues to lead the nation in interceptions. A lot of takeaways. We've got in the KCAC, Friends University and Southwestern are both tied in the national poll for ranked 22nd in the nation. So you got 22nd-ranked Friends, undefeated at 5-0, hosting Sterling at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. Friends leads the nation, averaging 460 yards rushing per game. And then you got 22nd-ranked Southwestern. Mound Builders are also 5-0, and they are also home tomorrow afternoon hosting St. Mary. JUCO football, the number one-ranked team in the nation, is Hutchinson Community College. Blue Dragons are 4-0, and they won last week 99-0 over Ellsworth, Iowa. Hutchinson back on the field hosting 14th-ranked Dodge City. I think that'll be a tougher test. That'll be a noon kickoff tomorrow in Hutchinson. High school football all over the state of Kansas as we begin the second half of the season. You've got undefeated Derby on the road at Hutchinson tonight. Undefeated Andover Central hosting Goddard. In six-man football, undefeated Cunningham is on the road visiting 3-1 Otis Bison. Bueller is 3-1 hosting Wamego, another 3-1 team. And Peabody Burns is 2-1 on the road visiting undefeated Meredith Sin. And here in Wichita tonight, you've got Wichita East hosting undefeated Topeka Highland Park coming down to Wichita, and that game is at Heights High School tonight. Some of your high school action. We do have college volleyball this weekend. Wichita State with a huge match on Sunday afternoon at Coke Arena. The Shockers hosting Rice. These were the top two teams picked to finish in the top two in the conference this season. And they're both off to undefeated starts in the conference. Big match for Shocker Volleyball. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, hosting Rice at Coke Arena. Speaking of volleyball, too, Kansas is ranked 8th in the nation. And the Jayhawks won last night on the road, sweeping Colorado 3-0. KU volleyball team unbeaten away from Lawrence this season, now 12-1 overall. And we have racing at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays. Today and tomorrow, it's the Sunflower Showdown. Sunday, it's the NHRA Kansas State Championship. Racing all weekend long at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Looking at ways to reduce your cancer risk. That's coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 57 degrees. Vice President Kamala Harris gains the support of a former critic. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
In Ripon, Wisconsin, Vice President Harris is trying to get traditionally conservative voters to defect. Her campaign bringing in Harris critic-turned-supporter, former Congresswoman, Republican Liz Cheney. After the January 6th Capitol riot, Cheney made it her mission to block former President Trump from getting back into the White House. On immigration, Cheney, in 2021, attacked Harris for not securing the southern border. Cheney sided with Trump on nearly 93% of her votes in Congress, but now she's backing Harris. The Trump campaign blasting Cheney as, quote, a stone-cold loser who's so desperate for relevance and attention, she has debased herself by campaigning with a weak, failed, and dangerously liberal Kamala Harris.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, father of former Congresswoman Cheney, also pledged to vote for Vice President Harris.
Former President Trump swings back through the swing state of Michigan.
Former President Trump reiterating plans to cut taxes on tips, overtime, Social Security benefits, and to reduce energy costs if reelected in November.
We will cut energy and electricity prices in half within 12 months.
Pledging to supporters in Saginaw to push back on legislation aimed at expanding electric vehicles to boost border security and U.S. manufacturing.
Under my leadership, America's workers won't have to go on strike for better wages or a better life because they will once again have a champion for them in the Oval Office.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in the neighboring battleground state of Wisconsin alongside former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's continued concern over the delivery of mail-in ballots in Kansas. Ballots from the August primary continue to trickle in to the Secretary of State's office, prompting two letters sent to the Postmaster General. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says he's encouraging voters to bypass the post office and use county-owned drop boxes.
And you can drop it off at any advanced voting place when advanced voting starts on the 16th of this month. And you can drop it off at any polling place in your county on election day. You can also have a caretaker or a family member, if they sign the envelope and fill it out correctly, they can deliver it for you. Our website, votekansas.gov, you can check to make sure it's been received at the county office.
Schwab says he hopes to get answers next week when he talks directly with the Postmaster General.
A man in Oklahoma goes to extreme measures to make it to his court hearing.
Cody Adams is behind bars for stealing an emergency vehicle. That's after he couldn't get a ride to court for a hearing where he was already facing criminal charges for stealing a car. Adams was at a gas station asking people for a ride, but without success. Police say the ambulatory truck was unoccupied and running before he stole it. Adams ditched it before being apprehended walking into the courthouse. Police say he was arrested after he admitted to simply borrowing the truck. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Wichita Master Business Coach Dan Creed tells KNSS News he's helped dozens of people start businesses and succeed. Creed says his clients more than survived the COVID pandemic.
100% of my clients during the 3 years, when I consider the 3 years of the pandemic, 100% of my clients had growth. And you know why they had growth, Steve? This was really a secret. The reason they had growth is I would not allow them to think negative. There's two mindsets during that period. One was a survival mindset, and the other one was a possibility mindset.
Dan Creed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine ahead for you finally Friday. 84 degrees for a high. Not going to be as hot as yesterday, but still pretty warm for this time of year. And a northerly breeze not going to be as strong while getting up to 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Right now we have a clear sky. North wind at 9 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 of the morning. Ted, this weekend is the Ride Like Mad Poker Run. And here to tell us more about it is Matt Bretz. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
I tell you what, this is a fundraiser for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, right? Tell us about it.
It is. It's Saturday morning, and I just listened to the forecast, and tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day for it. Thank you for that forecast. But we start with registration at J. Hatfield Honda at 9:30. Kickstands up at 10:30. We have some great stops planned. We end at Twister City Harley-Davidson, and the Wichita Hog Chapter is going to make lunch for us, where we give away door prizes, raffle prizes, and also honor the family of Ashley Austin, who we ride in memory of this year.
Now, for those of us who don't know, what is a poker run? Do you guys stop and play cards every now and then, or what?
So at each stop, so there are four stops along the way, and at each stop, you draw a card.
Okay.
You don't have to know how to play poker to do this. You draw a card. At the last stop at Twister City, we'll have a game of skill, a dart game, so you can possibly select your last card to get the best poker hand. And then the winner and the first place, second place, and also the worst hand get prizes.
Now, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that's who you're raising the money for. How are you personally connected with them, Matt?
Well, for over 30 years, I've represented the victims of drunk and drug driving. And several years ago, Matt asked me to join their board. And so I'm on the National Board of Directors of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And our sole purpose, well, I shouldn't say our sole purpose. We provide support for victims and survivors of drunk and drug driving. And then our main goal is to end the devastation caused by it. So we do a lot of legislative activity. We do a lot of public awareness. You know, right now in the United States, we have over 13,000 people a year who are killed by drunk and drug drivers.
Mm.
And so our goal is to get that number to zero.
Can you tell us a little bit about Ashley Austin? I mean, you're doing this ride in memory of Ashley. Tell us about her.
We are. So she was a teacher at Canton Galba. She started the FFA program there. And her life was cut tragically short by somebody who made the conscious decision to drink and drive. And, you know, it's horrible. Her family will be celebrating Christmas this year, if you can celebrate Christmas without her. And, you know, holidays, birthdays, Christmases will all be without her because someone made that decision. So we ride in her honor and in her memory this year, and plan to have anticipate having some of her family there to recognize.
You know, Matt, it never hurts just to remind folks, you know, if you're heading out and you think you might be drinking a little bit, maybe it's get yourself a designated driver, but think ahead and plan ahead, because on the other side of this thing, you don't want to cause somebody this kind of grief just because you're irresponsible, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I always, when I talk to teens about this, I always tell them, your parents would much rather get a phone call from you saying, hey, mom, dad, I had too much to drink, come pick me up. They'd much rather that call than the call saying, hey, I'm in jail, or the call where they have to come identify you in the morgue.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah.
your parents want that phone call. And to adults, your friends want that call, your family wants that call, because they want you to get home safe.
Brett, Matt, I know you're an attorney. What motivated you to get involved in all this?
Well, really, it was 30 years of representing victims.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like too little. I was always, you know, the Band-Aid trying to fix something that couldn't really be fixed. And so I wanted to get ahead of the problem. And so my former partner and I started something called Safe Ride, where we hired a couple of retired detectives to be on call on weekends. And if somebody called and said they had too much to drink and wanted to ride home, the detectives would show up. One would drive the person home in my vehicle, and the other one would drive the person's vehicle home, so they'd be there in the driveway in the morning when they or in the afternoon when they woke up. And I think that's what ultimately led Matt to give me a buzz and led to my involvement with Matt.
You know, I had a friend and coworker who I think was pretty active with you guys. He liked to ride his motorcycle. A guy named Don Hall. Was Don involved with you?
You know, I knew Don Hall, and we rode. We had a ride like Matt in his honor a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. So many people across Wichita, Sedgwick County, and really across the state were impacted by his loss.
Okay, so...
and his was... Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, his was 4 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was out drunk and just completely unnecessary, completely preventable.
Hey, I had come through that same intersection just a little bit before him, and I was here at work when we found out about it. So it can happen to anybody, anytime, but just try to get the drunk drivers off the streets. Matt, thanks for being with us. Again, registration starts at 9:30, and that is at J. Hatfield Honda Powerhouse on East Kellogg Drive at 11212, right? 11212 East?
Yes.
All right. And you're inviting anybody who's got a motorcycle to come out and ride with you, huh?
Anybody with a motorcycle, and you don't even have to have a motorcycle. We have cars that show up. We have trucks that show up. and it's going to be a beautiful day for it.
It is.
I hope we get a good turnout.
A ride to benefit mothers against drunk driving. And thank you, Matt Bretz, for being with us this morning, Steve and Ted. It's 7:40 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And Amazon is ramping up its workforce for the holiday season. The online retailer announcing this week it would hire 250,000 workers for the holiday season.
Yeah.
Including full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions. Forecasters expecting a record $240 billion in online sales this year, accounting for 8.4% of all retail. So Amazon is getting ready to rock and roll.
Getting ready for that Cyber Monday.
Yeah. All right, day 12 of the machinist strike at Textron Aviation, and maybe they can get something going with negotiations and come back to work next week. I'm sure they would rather be there than out on the picket line.
Probably.
7:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. WSU predicting a nearly 8% jump in local home prices next year. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Rates going up for Kansas Gas Service customers by an average $3.83 a month.
Two.
Wichita's water treatment plant is complete, but won't open until next summer.
One.
Dock workers agree to halt their strike to provide more time for negotiations. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those traffic volumes are really starting to pick up out there. Now we're seeing a stalled out vehicle, and this is northbound I-235, and it's right around K-42. Also seeing in that area some slow-moving traffic, both northbound on I-235 right there, and also not too far away from there, westbound on Pawnee, approaching West Street. Traffic update. From 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees, bit cooler than yesterday when the high was 95. Clear tonight, the overnight low 59. Then on Saturday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 93 degrees. Now clear sky. North wind at 9 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by The Monarch. Enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you and your friends. The weather should be good today. Enjoy the patio with your friends at the Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, coming up this Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. It is the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. John is with us this morning live to give us a preview of what's going to be on the show this weekend. John, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
We are, as usual, great.
Yeah, it's Fry-yay.
It's Fry-yay.
That's right. That's right.
Yay!
Friday.
Yeah. So what's on the show this week?
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, we're, 32 days till the November election. And, of course, you know, it's October, so the negative campaigning has already started. Sadly, it's actually even affecting the Kansas House races. I don't know if you've seen the TV ads, but one of I think it's from one of Laura Kelly's middle of the road groups, but she's actually running negative TV ads attacking a Kansas House candidate. So it's really sad when that stuff starts trickling down even into the local and the state House races. You know, you wish that this would stick to the issues, but sadly it's already started and we're not even a month out yet, but I imagine this is just a precursor of what's to come with this. So this is going to be a volatile election, so hold on to your hats.
How many House and Senate members in Kansas are up for election?
Everybody,
the whole slate,
25 members of the House and all 40 members of the Senate. So, and now some of them have already won by virtue of, you know, putting their name on the ballot and they didn't get an opponent, or some of them just had a primary. So some of them are already through to the, you know, they've already won their reelection. Down here in Sedgwick County, there are a number of contested races. In, you know, the Republican side, Sandy Pickert's got a tough reelection here in Sedgwick County. Over in Hutchinson, Jason Probst is the incumbent Democrat, and he has a very tough reelection. There's a solid Republican challenger up against him. So there's a lot of possibilities of swinging seats one way or the other here in Sedgwick County. And then Johnson County is the real playground. That's where there's a lot of seats up for grab up in Johnson County, but
all right.
I imagine this election cycle is going to get fairly negative.
Sounds like fun. We'll check with you Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the John Whitmer Show, right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A monthly jobs report is expected to impact trading on Wall Street today.
Stocks finishing lower as investors focus on Middle East unrest and a U.S. port worker strike. And as Wall Street awaits the key jobs report for September, energy stocks were among the gainers, with Chevron and ExxonMobil leading the charge as oil prices continue to spike. Tech stocks were also among the best performing sectors, led by chip makers. Shares of AI darling NVIDIA rose over 3%. The Dow winners today, Chevron, IBM, and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 185 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 10. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week but remains at healthy levels. Labor Department reported Thursday that applications for jobless claims rose by 6,000 to 225,000 for the week of September 28th. It was slightly more than 221,000 that analysts were expecting.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, after frenetic home sales activity during the pandemic, the Wichita housing market is more balanced between buyers and sellers than it's been in years. That's according to a new forecast from Wichita State University's Center for Real Estate, which also projected more sizable housing price movement to the upside. The center predicting Wichita home prices will finish the year up 8% and jump about another 8% next year. That move is forecast to occur as area sales are set to dip more than 1% to 9,360 units sold by the end of this year, with the predicted 2% tick up to more than 9,500 next year.
There's a coffee shop swap in the works at one of downtown Wichita's most prominent developments. In early November, Cofellow Coffee Parlor, which operates a location at 107 North Main in Goddard, plans to open on the ground floor of the Nationals Commerce Club at 150 North Main in Wichita. Quote, "We're honored to be a part of it," Cofellow owner Jeremy Weldon said. Says there's a lot more opportunity for traffic, but for relationships to be built there. Cofellow replaces Valley Center-based Buffalo Brew Coffee Company, which recently closed at the spot within the formerly long vacant building, transformed into luxury apartments and a high-end working co-worker space. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning.
I'm really glad they fixed that building up.
That the one in the corner, the bank?
Yeah, first in Maine.
Yeah. You're glad because?
Well, it's a great old building, and then for the last many, many years, it's been an eyesore. Broken windows and sitting there empty and people breaking into it and defacing it, and now they fixed it up and it looks great again.
You know, when my wife and I first started dating, she had a job in that building. She worked for Scott Ritchie, who was a geologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I would let her off in that corner. So I'd drive her to work and let her off in that corner. And that was a neat building. It just had a lot of great offices, and now they're fixing it back up.
I'm sure glad it's in use and looks good again.
Yes, thank you for doing that, whoever you are that are doing that. Today is National Body Language Day, recognizing the significance of nonverbal communication in your life.
It's not very good for people in radio.
You know how to do that? Because I don't know how to do nonverbal.
It's not our deal.
Yeah. These are the silent messages you don't realize you're sending in your interactions with others. From a smile to a shoulder shrug, your body is revealing your emotions and thoughts. Did you know that, Ted?
Yeah, I guess.
Of course you.
Of course, you have to deal with that.
Thing is, you worked on stage.
Yeah. You have to always.
You're a drama guy, so you know
people are watching you.
Body language is.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any quirks that you do, like scratch? I haven't seen it. You don't seem to have any body language quirks, but. See, I guess I should have mentioned that. Like you said, we're on the radio. Why would we be interested in that at all?
You see, I think I'm better at the body language that conveys meaning that I'm fully aware I'm sending off.
Right. I have physically expressed myself in staff meetings at times.
Yes.
By
falling asleep,
slumping. Slumping over and
trouble
slumbering.
Staying awake. Yeah, things like that.
And my boss.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Boss was confronting me one time about something, and I turned around and walked away.
Well, so see, that there would be, you go. Yeah,
that would be body language.
Making a statement. Well.
And other forms of physical, non-vocal communication.
All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up the 8 o'clock hour on a Friday. What the heck? It's going to be we're going to have a lot of information for you. Dock workers making a deal to end their strike for now. Ted has special sports time coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we're just a few minutes away from our great Friday morning feature, live with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got Mitch coming up in just a few minutes.
It's a high point of the week for us.
Great.
Entertainment news, the blur is on the way as well.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. Yeah, well, we'll get your all your entertainment news heading into the weekend on the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.